Busy times for Riverbank Farm, where Russell Osborne and Dr. Caroline Duddy have done a good job building up a loyal client base and a busy stallion roster. And Russell is our guest on Talking Horses this morning. How are you, Russell?
Yeah, good morning, Jo. I'm very well, thank you.
So you've got Winx's half-brother, Boulder City, on the roster, and his announcement was recently. And also joining him this season will be the Caulfield Guineas winner, Anna Cheever.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so Boulder City's turned up, and he'll be the first son of a Stitzel to stand in Victoria. I think Thronham's the other one, but and so he'd be probably the first son of a Stitzel to stand under 10,000 anywhere, probably actually.
And what's been the reaction to his arrival?
Yeah, we've had a real lot of interest, and he's a magnificent looking horse. Like he's just a standout horse. So everyone that's come to have a look at him have just been taken by him, and have gone either book one or two mares straight into him. So he is just rolling along quite nicely.
And obviously it makes him very promotable, the connection to Winx. Has that been easy for you to sell to the market?
Well, it's a sort of a no-brainer. I mean, she's rated the greatest racehorse in the world, and if you consider how many horses are in the world, it's a fair achievement for us to be able to breed one in Australia and then to have the half-brother to that. And the standing at only $5,000 is sort of unbelievable, really.
Yeah. Did you decide to keep him in that reasonable fee brackets just to get things off and running?
Well, when we got approached, our main thing here, our niche, is we believe that there's a market for the breeding to race. And so we like to sort of be under that $5,000 service fee where just the average person can afford to come to us. We include all our vet fees so you don't end up with a bad experience. And I think when they approached me with the horse, I sort of thought, well, you'd be priced out of where our market, where we want to head. And they sort of said, no, we'll go along with what you decide. So that's what we've come up with, that we think is a very fair and reasonable price.
And has he got solid bookings for this season?
Yeah, no, they're well underway. We'll probably try and cap him around the 100, just the first season, just to make it a little bit easier. And we're getting fairly close to the mark now, so if people are interested, need to jump in fairly quickly.
Very good. And tell us the story about Anna Cheever and how he arrived at Riverbank.
Well, we were my wife services Jeff Guest, who has bought the horse outright, his mares, and she got approached. They were trying to find a home for him, and we sort of, he's another one that fits into this category, that he's probably had his chance at the bigger times, and now he's a very nice breeding to race proposition, you know. So we picked him up, and we're looking forward to that. We've got him late in the season, so he's not advertised a hell of a lot anywhere at the moment. So this year will probably be a bit quiet for him, but hopefully he'll gain momentum. His progeny are doing quite well, so he's another nice, exciting, and he's a very nice-looking horse. Like he's not overly big, but he's a very solid sort of horse. So, yeah, it's exciting times.
And he'll stand at a reduced service fee of $3,300.
Yes, and that includes the vet fees. So, and that's still negotiable. Like if you want multiple mares or anything like that, we can accommodate that.
And what else is making news on the Riverbank Farm front at the moment, Russell?
Well, Von Costa's are the ones that are, he's churning out winners every week. So he's ticking along very nicely. We're very happy with him. His foals this year are probably the best I've actually seen by the horse. I don't know, I haven't got a reason behind it, but he's got some really, really nice foals this year. Which are weanlings. And then we've got Skilled, who's he's producing quite a few winners coming through. And then we've got the old favourite in Redonte, that his strike rate's still running up above 60% winners to runners. And there's not a day go by that people aren't enthused by the Redontes, you know.
Mm. And Riverbank Farm, you've got a fantastic website. Tell us the story behind the farm and how long you've been involved now.
Well, my parents, Dorothy and Adrian, they set it up originally mainly as an adjustment, resource adjustment farm, and we always sort of had the odd stay in here and there. And then my wife come along doing some veterinary, and I thought to myself, well, I can't afford vet fees, so I better marry Carolyn. So I've bailed her down. She's come over from Ireland. And so then we decided our dream was to be able to set up a breeding to race farm, and she does all the veterinary on it, and I try and take care of all the feeding of the horses.
Mm. Do you enjoy working together?
Yeah, no, well, I have to say that because she's listening to me conversation at the moment. So, yeah.
You had to think about that, Russell.
Of course we do, Joe. Yeah, no,
I
it's all good.
It was a facetious question.
Well, by the end of the season, we can sort of, it gets a bit testy at times and that, but she gets very busy with her work and that, so we hardly see each other during the season, so we haven't really got much time for any blues.
Yeah, very good. Well, lovely to catch up with you. Wishing you all the best of luck with Boulder City, and good on you for giving Ann Achiever a good home for this season as well.
Yeah, no, we look forward to it, and thanks for your time. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. That's Russell Osborne from Riverbank Farm, standing the half-brother to Winks of Boulder City for his first season this year for a fee of $5,500. And Ann Achiever, the Caulfield Guineas winner, will also be joining Boulder City on their roster.